looking for that which ain't so. They'll stop trying to be good in tennis when they have not developed any aerobic capacity. They'll just realize some things are related to other things. The power of the essence of the seven habits is that we're dealing with an ecosystem that is so basic, so foundational, so generic in all of nature, that once people begin to get the spirit of this, it will lead them to where their second habit at the third level will be totally different than what mine may be. What is habit two? That's your value system. So no matter what you come up with, stick it in habit two. What's habit three? You live by it. So no matter what you come up with in habit two, you try to practice it in habit three. Well, what's habit one? The awareness that you can come up with something. In other words, you are responsible. You are the programmer. That's habit one. The awareness, I'm in charge. I am not a victim. I am not a product of my past. I'm not a product of my genetic makeup. Do those things influence me? Powerfully. But the space between stimulus and response is where we go to work. And as that work is done, it gets larger and larger and larger. That's what's exciting. So no matter what a person may come up with, I think you can put it all under habit two. Well, then why did we select 4, 5, and 6? Well, try to think of the most generic things with regard to our relationships with people. Can you get any more basic than just saying other people have worth too? Well, that's all habit four is. Think win-win. You matter too. Now look at habit five. What is more basic? That if you do value people, don't you want to understand them? In the emotional bank account,